Hey, buddy. Overall, just what's your overall assessment of the 2023 season?
I thought it was a good year. Kind of a sour ending, but individually and as a team, I feel we made progress, and I feel like at the end of the day, that's what you want to see. And yeah, I just felt it was a really good year.
For you, obviously you're getting more playing time, you're getting more minutes with the first team. Just heading into the next season, what's some stuff you want to improve on to maybe break through and get more minutes and get more time on the field?
Yeah, that's definitely something that's been asked and I've thought about, and I think just getting more comfortable. I know I have the quality and the skill to do it. It's just now about actually performing those tasks in the games and, you know, maybe getting some stats to show that, but mostly just mentally getting more comfortable out there.
You're one of the very few players to be from Utah to actually play for Real Salt Lake. Just what does that mean for you as a player to be able to play for that local club?
Yeah, I love it. I know I'm extremely lucky and extremely grateful. Every week get to play in front of my family and my friends, and you know, just when things get rough, I can look back and know that once I was that little kid in the stands watching the games, and it's just a nice feeling to have.
Awesome, thanks, buddy.
Hey, buddy, thank you for your time today. You played well over 10 times the amount of minutes this year than you did last year, so a huge increase in minutes. What helped you grow into feeling more comfortable in the team and kind of where you play?
Yeah, I mean, changing positions, obviously last year, isn't always easy, and having just such a great group of guys all around, and the confidence of the coaches and the guys around me really helped. And like I said, just getting more comfortable really helped with those minutes. And yeah.
And this year you got one assist but no goals on the year. Do you I guess see yourself playing more in the attack or more on the defensive end next year?
I'd like to be more on the attack, but you know, things don't always go to plan, and switching your position, becoming more comfortable with defending, things get strained, and you know, this year wasn't, I would say, good by any means attacking, but hopefully next year's better.
You still got plenty of years ahead of you for soccer. How long do you see yourself playing the RSL?
As long as I can or need to. I mean, obviously I love being here, like I said, in front of my family and where I grew up, but who knows in the future if an opportunity presents itself. You never know, but I'm happy and I want to be here as long as I can.
Is there anything specific you see yourself working on in the off season?
Yeah, probably just putting on some weight, being in the weight room. It's probably the biggest.
Great, thank you. Appreciate it.
What do you think contributed to, maybe more than anything else, the way that the season ended for you guys? Like, I mean, the entire season was up and down, and there was like a strange kind of inconsistent run from the end, and then kind of ending it, like you alluded to earlier, in a like a really difficult, heartbreaking fashion. But when it comes to like the quality of this team and the talent that you feel is on it, like, what do you think ultimately led to an early playoff exit versus maybe being able to go a little bit further than you guys ended up getting?
Yeah, I mean, you can look at it all different ways, but I think we have a very good team and there's a lot of quality there. And even with the ups and downs, I feel we were always still going in the right direction. And I think I saw Diego's interview earlier where he said we were one PK away from this whole conversation being different. So,
do you think that this team has enough personnel-wise to get to its goals sooner rather than later? Goals meaning silverware?
Yeah, I do. I don't think that's a question.
Can you take a little deeper dive? You were talking about how the team improved over the course of the year. You know, what did you see specifically? Where did you see that growth?
You know, we obviously brought in some guys with a lot of experience, and I think just from my experience in the past being with this team, I feel there was a little disconnect between players maybe, but I feel with this group of guys we have, everyone's comfortable with each other and everyone is always there for another guy when things go wrong. And I don't think it's necessarily a thing of skill or talent, but just more being together and being there for one another is really what helped.
what do you think contributes to that culture of you guys being a lot more tight-knit than in past years, like you mentioned?
I don't know really what changed it, but I just know the feeling of being in there has changed, you know. Maybe being the young guy a couple years ago, it was kind of, you were just overlooked, like, you're just a young guy, you know. But even with the young guys we have this year, I mean, you saw a ton of them play, and the older guys take that as their responsibility to make them feel more welcome and part of the group, and I think everyone feels that.
Last one for you, buddy. At RSL, you know, so much of youth, the younger guys coming through, you know, there's always the talk about the pathway, right? Diego came here to RSL because the front office laid out, this is your path, right? To become better, to do whatever you want to do. As someone that's been academy and then the Monarchs and then the first team, how have you seen your pathway come to fruition? Is it everything that you kind of wanted it to be?
I mean, I think I'd be lying if I said yes. You know, just being a human, you tend to want things right now rather than seeing the big picture. But no, I feel my pathway has been good. I'm not complaining by any means. I'm very grateful, and I think I've done well myself, taking myself through each phase of my career, I guess. But at the same time, I still feel like there's a lot more to my pathway. I don't want to just be the homegrown that made it through the ranks and he's just here. I want to be the homegrown that gets sold for a record fee or takes the team to a championship, you know?